Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Put this show and other shows on the Epiphany Radio Universe together. for giving us an opportunity to do these shows. Because without a gentleman like him, a visionary like him, what Van and I do would not be possible, and the other shows that you listen to would just be conversations had over the internet. So once again, thank you to that man, that dude, that poet, For Real Douglas, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, author Larry Maddox, that guy. And also,
yes.
Van, are you wearing a necklace or are you wearing a bracelet?
Bro, I'm wearing a bracelet.
You wearing a bracelet? Oh,
I'm wearing
then,
a bracelet.
Ladies and gentlemen, if he's wearing a bracelet, I have to let you know that tonight's show is sponsored by the one and only Raw Links. These are some of the finest bracelets and necklaces you will ever put on your wrist with healing properties. And I can't lie, I got mine. Van got his. You need to get yours. And why would you want to be average when you can be raw? Get
raw.
Yours. We will definitely be advertising them on the show tonight in the event page. So please stop through. Hit that man up. You're going to love what this brother's putting together. And you know how we like to support each other. Books, jewelry, and everything. So let's do what we do when we do what we do. And today, it's to get down. And it's all about the poetry, baby. Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
Man, I say exactly what you just said, man. What you mean? Exactly what you said.
All I'm saying is what you said.
Exactly.
So,
but ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening in online, the dial-in number, 319-527-6300, and you want to press 1 so that you can get on down.
Come on now. Don't let me and Van have all this fun.
Nah, don't let us do it. Not all by ourselves. We need
you. You know we can. We need you.
All right.
So Van, you want to tell them what tonight's theme is? Where we're taking poetry this evening?
Jay. I want to tell them. Let me tell them. I want to tell them. Look,
go ahead, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we would like to know what do you write poetry for? What's the point? That's what we want to know tonight. What do you write poetry for? What's the point? Oh, man.
Then,
you think they're ready, bro? You think they're ready?
I believe they're ready. I believe so. The lines look like they're getting ready to get lit. And we got some things that we want to let the people know. But I got one question that I've been pondering, Van. When you started writing poetry, why did you get into it?
Man, honestly, Jay, I got into writing poetry because it was the only way I can express myself without being ridiculed, without being looked down upon. It was a way to express my feelings and my emotions to someone who wasn't going to look at me weird, just going to accept me for what I put on paper.
I dig you. Okay.
Yeah. What about you, bro?
I got into poetry after being inspired as a kid and had all this pent-up stuff going on that I didn't know about. And I heard a poet spit some pieces as a young cat. And I was amazed at what I heard and didn't quite know what they called it. Later on found out it was called spoken word. It was the Last Poets. And soon after that, I distinctly remember I heard DJ Hollywood and I heard a cat by the name of Grandmaster Caz and was like, wait a minute, you can't be serious. And was like, I'm hooked. What do I need to do that? And found out that there's expressionism on both sides. And while I didn't know the word expressionism, I understood that you can have meaning in poetry and touch people. And when I heard like songs from the Temptations, the Stylistics, Earth, Wind & Fire, poetry, Fats Domino, B. Bill Withers. It was all poetry. Delivery was all different,
yeah,
but it was all poetry.
Yeah.
And what stuck
yeah.
out, remember that song by the Temptations, I Wish It Would Rain? Sunshine,
mm-hmm.
Blue Skies, Please Go Away.
Yeah.
Come to find out, that's actually a true story. And
wow.
I was a kid when I heard it, the brother who wrote the song was telling the truth. He was
wow.
in love with this woman, and she left him for another man. And he said he can't get over this woman, and he wished it would rain. The man wound up taking his own life because he couldn't see himself without this woman. So when you hear Sunshine, Blue Skies, Please Go Away, My Girl Has Found Another, She's Gone Astray. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom, so day after day I stay locked up in my room. I know to you it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. That's some
mm-hmm.
real heavy poetry, bro.
Yeah. 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 Wow.
So it caught me, man. It caught me. But, hey, enough about you and I and this, man. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to play I Wish It Would Rain so that people could get a glimpse of what I'm talking about. But, yeah, man, it's in there. And got a question for you, man. Got a question for you.
Yeah, what you got, bro?
I know you're prolific with the pen. So you're the prolific poet, poetic. And by any chance, would you happen to have a piece that illustrates tonight's theme of what do you write poetry for? What's the point?
Absolutely. I do. And I'm just a writer, just a poet, man. I don't know about prolific, but I do got something for tonight.
Well, as a humble servant to the poetry gods, I'm going to step back away from the mic for a hot second and let you go on ahead and get on down.
Thank you, good brother. The title of this piece is called The Written Thought, Poetry. I scribe the thoughts of my mind for all to see, just how beautiful poetry is to me. The point of every written syllable is to take you somewhere within your emotions with metaphoric truths and fables, to help you walk your journey as you read through my footsteps, encouraging you along the way and help you avoid traps. There are other times I write because I'm in pain, and as a man I try to refrain from expressing my misfortunes through my lips. My hurt comes because of someone else's verbal fingerprint. The inner demons I fight with always remind me of every critical point. For me, I ink verbs and nouns so I too can tell others' stories, praying I don't disappoint you. It's true. Every single poem I wrote and will write is my story and maybe your story. Often I'd like to pencil racial issues. Then I remind myself to use ink so it can't be erased like our history's past issues. My point is I like using the English language and bend it to my will. Manipulate the 26 with patterns that kill. Murder the calculation of simple logic until you understand just how tragic my life would be without poetry and the art of word imagery. And that's that piece.
I dig that. I dig that. I dig that. I dig that. And brother, let me tell you, I like this so much. I just got goosebumps listening to you say it. Just two stanzas that stick out. Oh my God. The point where every written syllable is to take you somewhere within your emotions with metaphor, truth, fables to help you walk your journey as you read through my footsteps. Man, remember that a long time ago it was that picture that says it was a picture of sand, someone walking in the sand and they had footprints.
Walking in the sand. Yep. Jesus.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yep.
That's what I got from that. And the second one was the point of every written syllable is to take you somewhere within your emotions with metaphoric truths and fables, encouraging you to walk along the way to help you avoid traps. And I know I captured the same piece, but I saw two different things in that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, yo, I love this. The first one is walking through my footsteps. The other one is if you're going to walk through these footsteps, through this poetry, avoid the traps.
Yes, sir.
Avoid my pain.
Sir.
And as you
avoid
my pain, see exactly where I was going before the pain stopped me and the pen took over. absolutely exquisite piece of poetry. I really, really, really like this.
I'm humbled, and I thank
really
you,
like
my
this.
Brother. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate
yeah,
that
man.
So
Ooh.
Much, man. But
I
you
like
know,
that.
You know me, bro. You know me, bro. I want to get off of me. Let's put the light on somebody else, man, because I'm a little late.
There's metaphoria in here.
Nah. We can't use him. We got to use J-Rob the Wise, son. We got to use you, my brother. So, my brother.
Sir.
Is your piece locked and loaded?
It most certainly is.
Well, listen, I'm a backup. The spotlight is on you. Brother, go ahead and get down.
My pleasure. This piece is dedicated to all poets, MCs, spoken word, writers, readers, fans of this thing that we call poetry. And it's entitled Why I Spit. These joints like a newly rolled spliff, because getting you symbolically high is the best way that I can touch you. I'm like a gifted religious soothsayer speaking in tongues, using prophetic metaphorical verbal wordplay, which is the journey that is used just to get you lifted. I spit for all those that thought they wouldn't be shit and would rather run the streets and never be legit. I spit in order that you can see that your current situation should never be your final destination. I spit for the voices yet to be heard that may never have a chance to explore their passions poetically. So I represent every silent voice, because deep down and a long time ago, that same silent voice was once me. I spit like a man haunted by every soul that lay dead in the turf, and those spirits that never made it to birth, buried in the oceans with my ancestors who jumped from slave ships because they knew that death was better than bondage in this North American wretched earth. So I spit these while finding new ways to express it before somebody else tries to suppress it. I spit for that cat out in the crowd who no one ever knew, because I might say something that might be the solution what he or she may be going through, so I spit. I spit to promise and to keep going and doing this thing for the remainder of my years. You see, I spit just ain't poetry. What spit really means is shedding poetry instead of tears, because whenever life grabs a hold of me, I can begin to put pen to paper like needle to the skin, because at the end of the day, everything I ever do is spit my truth. So when you go home, y'all need to know what truth of me, because at the end of the day, I just want to spit this type of poetry. And that's that piece.
Yo. Bro, first of all.
Sir.
This piece is exquisite, man. I was ready to put some beats behind that, man, get a DJ to scratch up on the turntables. That's the kind of vibe I got from this. But the line that grabbed me is, so I spit. I promise to keep doing this for the remainder of my years. You see, spit ain't just saying poetry. What it really means is shedding poetry instead of tears.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell you one of the thoughts I had earlier in the week after something that I read was, and even before we came up with this topic, was, why do I write? Why am I doing this? And I think I turned on the news and I kept seeing different instances of a black man being shot, killed. And the sad reality is, it's every state, every city. It doesn't matter where you are. It's just happening.
Yeah, man.
So this piece and that stanza for me reminds me of why I do this.
Mm-hmm.
Why I do this. Because you don't know how many people sit and just hold in their pain and can't cry.
Exactly.
They can't cry. Because their tear ducts are dried up and they don't want the painful expression of seeing the water run down their face, bruh. Bruh, you illustrated
my, real.
You have no idea how much you illustrated my thoughts for the week in that line. Appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you. And thank you, because and Epiphany, for anyone who's ever been on this show and other Epiphany radio shows, this is a safe space to share your
Indeed.
Truth and however you so see fit.
Indeed.
It's a safe space, and you can give us whatever you got. If it's on your mind, let it go. Let it go with your poetry, because you don't know who else you're going to touch. Somebody else is going to enjoy and feel it, just like your favorite song. It's all poetry.
Yes.
So, again, Van, I want to just thank you. And thank you to
Man,
fans
you,
for
bro.
Tuning in this evening and every Thursday in which we do this. And I took the liberty of posting it on the event page, if you don't mind, Van.
Not at all, bro. Not at all. I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
So,
this is,
you know how you
yeah,
and I
man.
Do every week? I want to say hello to everyone who tuned in. And I'm sure there's some people on the line that want to let us know what's going on. So, brother, man, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's see what these people can do with a mic in their hand with their poetry. What you say?
Man, I'm so ready. I'm so ready. I'm ready, bro. I'm ready.
I'm with you.
You ready?
And I'm with you.
You ready?
I'm
you
with
ready
you.
To
I'm
get
with you.
Down? Are you ready
I'm
to
ready
get
to
down?
Get on down.
Ooh-wee.
I'm ready to get on
listen,
down.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
Listen, y'all. First on the mic, we have the one, the only, one half host of the Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, one fourth host of the Soul Cafe. And she will be joining me this Sunday in the Inspiration Factory in Paul Samson's absence. Ladies and gentlemen, she is La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Don, yeah.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. How you guys doing tonight?
Today's a good day. What's going on with you?
How you doing?
It's heat, and it's humidity. Man, I took like four showers, literally.
Ooh, what
Man.
I wouldn't give to be some soap.
Oh,
Ooh.
My God.
But let me put this in perspective. July,
okay.
Let's see, March, April, May, June, July. 4 months ago, y'all got almost a foot of snow, just like New York. Four
uh-huh.
months ago.
Yeah.
And right now, we got this 90 degrees. I'm going to enjoy every bit of this because that snow was awful.
It was. It was horrible. You're right. You're absolutely right. But, man, I'd love a cool blast to come through here. I got to get my air conditioner. I can't do this fan for the rest of the summer. I'm too big up in here.
I know that's right. I done met you before. You damn Skippy. If I could use my Spike Lee voice. Hey, like, is Danielle too? Is she too big for this? All the fellas are going to go, you damn Skippy.
Look,
let it know
I
what it is.
Look, I purposely put on a wet tank top and just keep it on and sit in front of the fan. It's
oh,
what
I wouldn't give to be some fabric.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. This is a serious thing, man. And look, when you got boobage, it's the sweat is real, okay?
So, for those of y'all who keep up, you know we play with a lot of vocabulary words, and the vocabulary word for this month has been recapitulate. There's a story behind that I won't go into. However, the next word is boobage. So we're going to go from recapitulate to boobage. Okay? So, man, you want to start this one off? You want to start this one off and get La Pearl started?
Yeah, oh, man, absolutely. So, La Pearl La Negra.
Boobage.
Yeah.
Tonight we want to know, what do you write poetry
boobage.
For? I mean, what's
boobage.
The point?
The point is boobage.
Oh man, I started writing poetry because coming up in the household that I was brought up in, I wasn't allowed to express myself. When I had some joy to express, it was taken away from me. When I had some stress to express, nobody listened. They didn't want to hear it. So I started writing. I always loved to write. And I realized once I started writing, I didn't have to look over my shoulder. I didn't have to worry about anybody taking it from me. And that's where my writing began. That's where I started writing poetry. It was lack of love in my life, a lot of it. That's pretty much it.
All right. I love it. I love it, man. I love it.
Well just for the record, you need to know me and Van love you.
Absolutely.
I love y'all too. You know I do, man. But...
Aw, sugar wooga. That's it, man. I'm going on mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, bro. Okay, bro. Well, Pearl La Negra.
Yeah.
Pearl La Negra, please.
Yes.
Allow me and J-Rob to get out the way, and you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. All right, this piece is untitled. Y'all know me. I write for love. I write for all who believe doesn't exist anymore and has chosen to abandon it, because I know someone somewhere out there will start to believe in it again. I write for love because the beauty of it encompasses the peace of mind it allows you to journey in. Every time you see the one that brings you your joy, your kind of joy, the one who removes all the ugly you have to face. I write for love because no matter what I've been through or the fact that I've rejected it at times, I still have so much to give. So I need love. I write for love because when my heart cried out in loud silence to the heavens, when will it be my turn? An angel whispered in my ear, it's on the way, angel love, because you deserve it. I write for love because that's what the world is missing. What else is there? Because we've tried everything else and it ain't working. So I write for love because when the Creator asked me what I chose this time, I chose to live in the light to present love. And I'm near field of wildflowers. I write for love. That's at peace.
I write for love.
Hey, AJ.
Go
me,
on.
Me and you.
Vanity,
me,
did you hear
you.
It?
I'm,
you heard
I'm,
it.
I'm Smokey. You Ice Cube. Damn.
I was gonna say you Smokey Robinson and I'm Rick James. And you like tell him how you feel, Rick.
Tell him how you feel.
Nobody is a darling girl. Crazy for you. Dying for more, baby. Girl, you're such a star.
Ooh.
And I want you to
sing
know
it, baby.
Oh,
man.
You are crazy.
This is a brown skin.
Oh. That's
Bruh.
My jam. That is my jam.
Wow. At the same time when she did this piece,
woo, man.
When she did this piece, dog, the other point I heard was, when I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call.
Come on, bro.
That is big as a dove for the first time in my life. I think I need love.
There I was,
giggling about the game.
About the games that I had played with many hearts and not
many hearts. I thought the character drops in
my
eyes, bro.
It's not so much what you've done to her.
That part.
Oh man.
But But you know what I, you know what I love though, man. You know what I love. She said,
"What
I write, emphasize. I write for love. Almost like if you don't like it, so what? If you don't like it, so what? I write for love.
That's right.
You ain't never gonna take
that's
that
it.
From me.
Nope.
Serious now,
that's
yeah.
Right.
The piece was
beautiful. Thank you.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. You have a title. You just ain't figured it out yet.
Yeah, I never really do. Eventually, I do, but you know what?
It's a title
for now. Yeah.
There's a title there, but you know, it's either there's a title there or there's the beginning of another piece at the end of the piece. I'll let you figure that one out too.
Could be. It could be.
That right there was just that was serious. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm a mother, the wild in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove.
Come on.
I need love.
Oh, thank you. You're
yeah.
crazy.
Okay. Now, before we move you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor so that you can set the theme, but what you got going on in Epiphany Universe this week?
Oh, man. All right. On
yeah, you
Saturday.
You busy this week. You busy.
All right, I'm sorry. Alternating Saturdays, I host poetic therapy with Stan the Man Phillips, and that is Saturday nights at 9. Sunday night, as y'all heard, I'm going to be hosting with Poetic and Inspiration Factory. Wow, that's going to be interesting. Monday nights at 9, I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe, where I co-host with CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, essentially Janice, who actually does a great job on the event page, and Poetic. That is Monday nights at 9. Y'all come through because there's a second half of the show we call Pick Up Your Pen, and that helps you tap into your creative side. Y'all love it. Where am I? Okay, Wednesday
as
night.
As long as they don't bang on you.
Oh my God! No, we did.
That was on Tuesday night, Jay. Right?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That was Tuesday.
My bad. My bad.
Monday, that
my
was
bad.
Tuesday.
My bad.
All right.
My bad.
Thank you.
My bad. My bad.
Horrible. I have nothing to do with that, Dave. Oh, so sorry. Wednesday night at 9, I am in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. B.I.T. Now, we don't have a topic of discussion just yet, but y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the love zone. I know you're going to love it. And there you have it.
Love zone! I'm in a love zone!
Oh, my God.
I'm in a love zone!
Yeah.
For you!
Hold on, Jay. Hold on, Jay.
Come to the love zone.
Hold on.
For poetry.
What's happening,
Lord,
baby?
Lord.
Did you miss me?
Oh, Lord. Oh, my
God. Uh-huh.
Y'all are crazy. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, God. couldn't ask for a better bunch. Y'all crazy.
You better believe it, baby.
You better believe it, baby.
My face been hurting for 3 days now. All this laughter. Y'all are crazy.
I'm sorry. Whenever I get on the Love Zone from now on, that's exactly what I'm going to be saying.
Oh, my God.
That, hold on. There it is. It's a party now, baby. I got something for you, Van.
Let's give a big round of applause. Make a feel at home for Diana. Come on.
Van. Turn that down for a hot second.
Oh, wow.
What's happening, broski?
In honor of their show, you know the next time you hear their theme song, all you're going to hear is...
All right, turn that one down. Let's get back to this one. What's happening, baby?
Man.
And baby?
Y'all.
All right, we got calls. We got to keep it going. They, you youngins, under 35, have no idea what that just was. You should Google it. Dr. Ice, Love Jones, he sampled the heck out of the music.
Woo!
Was that the... Is that the Fugees from the Love Jones soundtrack? Which one was
No. That's Milky Sadat,
brother.
Milky Sadat on, like the brother said, Milky Sadat on falsetto.
On the falsetto. Yeah. All right, y'all. I know we having a good time. Get on over to that Get Down dance floor, set the theme, and we're going to bring in the next artist. One love, one mic, baby. Take your socks off, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
One love, one mic, baby, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was La Pearl and Negra. And look, we're going to go right from La Pearl and Negra to VIP. Hey, Ms. VIP. What's happening, baby? Did you miss me over the weekend?
Yeah, what he said while he was sitting there listening to this. I'm sorry.
Ms. VIP, are you there? Are you speechless? Are you there? I hope she didn't.
I am here.
Oh,
how
there,
are
there.
You?
Stop playing with the mute button, lady.
Wait a minute, y'all. She said, I am here.
No, Vance, she did it with the voice. She put her hand on her throat and was like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You got to do it with the breath, man. You're like, I am here. You know?
Hey,
you got to do it with the extra breath, brother.
J-Rob.
Yes, sir.
Can you help Ms. VIP out?
Will I ever? Hey, VIP. How are you, babe? How will you, babe, be?
I am fine, baby.
Oh, no, I didn't ask you what you look like. I asked how you was doing.
Ooh. I'm fine, baby. I'm really fine now.
I hear you. Well, tonight I want to, on behalf of my co-host, Wolverine, I want to welcome you to the Get Down. And I welcome you to the Get Down because I welcome you to the Get Down. And tonight, we want to know, what do you write poetry for? I mean, what's the point? So I'm of the opinion, in between listening to one of my favorite songs, when I listen to you spit some poetry, is your piece locked and loaded and ready to get on down?
Yes, it is.
Well, if that's the case, me and Van are going to step away from the mic, let the crowd look at you in all of your splendor, do what you do when you do what you do when you do that poetry thing, and please go ahead and get on down.
All right. Thank you. Is I write to tell you I love you. I'm mad at you. Well, I'm so proud of you. The point is, when I'm mad at the world, wondering why can't you just talk things out? I write for justice, the unjust. And why can't we all just live and let live? The point is, I'm hurting, and I need you to understand how deep it is, how mad I am when the anger has no place to go and the tears refuse to fall. The point is, when I need to tell you I need you to kiss me, touch me, love me. The point is, I need to vent until I'm spent. And what do I write poetry for? The point is, it gives me what I need when the world proves to be too much. Writer's block is anathema to me. But the main point is, poetry is everything. And that's that piece.
Poetry is everything.
Yeah, that's it for me too, Jay. That's it for me too. That's it for me too. Yo, man.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry, Van. But when I hear her, Danielle, the only thing I can think about.
Oh, Lord. Oh my.
I'm sorry. I might get one more song, but that was the first. I got one more in locked and loaded for them, but that was the first. Because the other one fits the two of them.
You know how they get me, Jay? You know how they get me? They get me like this.
How they get you? All right, this is a little something I've been working on. It's new. I call it A Blues for Nina. Say, baby.
Say, baby.
Can I be your slave?
Can I be your slave?
I've got to admit, girl, you're the shit girl. And I'm digging you like a grave.
If they ever make a part two, we is all
Van.
In it. All of us, we all in it.
Bruh.
We all in it.
We need to beat them to the punch. And be
we
like
can.
The last,
we can.
Last on
we
our
can.
Show and just show the ending of Love Jones. And we just
yeah.
go, man, please, Darius, you should have left that girl alone and been in love somewhere else, brother. And then it goes into our movie.
Yeah, we gotta do that, Jay. We're gonna do that.
Mm.
VIP, you see what you did to us?
You see what you did?
I saw what I
did. You see what you did?
I did. And I like that.
Poetry. Man, y'all had no idea how many times poetry done saved my life.
Then, the other thing that describes her and the pearl.
Okay now.
Come on now.
Man.
You know they're the perfect match.
Man.
You know they're the perfect match.
I know it, bro. I know it. Now, Ms. VIP, can you let the Epiphany Radio Universe know what you got going on?
Absolutely, I can. On Wednesday evening, 9, my sultry diva, La Perla Negra, and I will be in the love zone. The topic is to be announced soon. And on alternating Fridays, me, myself, and my co-host Poetic, we host Express Your Vibe. And I always say, don't suppress it, express it. But y'all come on
out.
Whatever's on you, whatever is you, just lay it all on the radio.
When you talk like that, girl, I'm going to lay more on the radio than you know.
All right, Ms. VIP, get on over to the Get Down dance floor, hang out with La Perla and Negra, and y'all just set the floor ablaze. It's more people.
Yeah, what Van said.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Love one mic, baby. Take your socks off.
Stop talking like that.
Mic,
talk regular. Talk like you mad at somebody. Stop saying all that sexy stuff. Dog, you ever heard her say cornflakes? She'll say cornflakes. I'm not eating that no more.
All right, VIP. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the dance floor, Ms. VIP with that voice. Oh, my God. Man, we're going to go from Ms. VIP to our brother, who had a successful return on his show on Tuesday night. Let's talk poetry. King Atterbury, y'all. What's good with your king?
Woo! Yo, what's going on, bro? Thanks a lot, man. Showing up and everything.
Thank you, man. Thank
what's
you.
Happening,
we had a
king?
Good time, man. What's going on, bro?
Everything is everything. How you making out, man?
Hey, I'm just chilling today, man. Day off when I, you know what I'm saying? Well, not a day off, but a day off.
I know that's right. Come on with it, Van. I believe Van Meadows has a question for you, brothers. And it's good to hear you again, man. Been a minute.
Yeah, no doubt,
bro.
Man. So.
Absolutely. So, King, my bro. Tell me, what do you write poetry for? I mean, what's the point?
I write poetry to get things out of my system, you know, whether I'm recycling energy or just writing for the world, you know. It's always been a hobby since I was young, you know what I mean? So I think around 2016, I just stepped up on a stage, you know, and just let loose.
Nice.
Nice. Man, that's what's up.
That's what's up, man.
Well, look, what we're going to do right now, me and J-Rod are going to step back, man. We're going to give you the mic and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right, that's what's up. All right, this is a piece I titled Light It Up. Check the world for disturbance. Emerge from out my sleep mode. Go inside my archive, embrace a couple of cheat codes. Give a hand to the stage and platforms that have an open mic. Do what I like and recite. What I write, it's all right. What I leave and what's left, get the issues off my chest. Society playing games. Learn some checkers and chess. Moves are made differently. Never show my whole pedigree. Want to thank Raw Links, Poetic, and Wise Son of Epiphany. Energy is everything when your thoughts catch a vibe. Be on a natural high, untouchable from a hater's eyes. a celebration type. My fuel is recycled energy. Even a mini-me can't manifest what my spirit feeds. Complicated matters occur when you inhale an unbreathable. Fingers so disrespectful to a blank page, it's fecal. Guided by the source to scorch, torch the field. Scrabble a lullaby, dive into another channel guild. King.
Yes, sir, bro.
Mm.
Yes, sir, bro.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Natural highs off the haters' eyes can't ride the enterprise. Spit that shit, King. Spit that shit.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. No.
Indeed, bro. Indeed.
Van Metals, what say you, sir?
Man, that thing was hot, man. I appreciate the shout out and the piece too.
Without question.
We gotta give a salute, man. You know.
But bro, did you say, read that part again about your mini me can't even read that part again.
Well, I said acceleration type. My fuel is recycled energy. Even a mini me can't manifest what my spirit feed.
Come on now. Look, that's pure poetry right there.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, brothers.
That's dope.
I always try to go into the unknown with things. You know what I'm saying? So
I love it. I absolutely love
man.
It.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you, brothers, man. Word up. Yeah.
Mm.
Y'all got it right.
What say you, Van Meadows?
Hey, man, listen.
We just out here having fun.
We appreciate you, man. We had a good time, man. The energy is good, man. And, you know, sometimes, man, it has been a fun week in Epiphany Radio. I don't know if y'all been here and y'all been hearing all the shows, but we just been having a good time all week. And I think it's good that you get an opportunity to just laugh and have fun and enjoy life. And
true indeed.
And brother, that's what your piece embodied. So I appreciate
to discover
you for
and
that.
Compare the smartest credit.
Now, my bro, let everybody know what you do on Tuesday nights, bro.
Now, right now it's the turn up. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk the channel. Coach is on the show. 8 p.m. Eastern time. Let's get to it. I mean, get some dope ass pieces on that, dope ass poets. Let's get busy and rock. That's what it's all about. Have some fun.
That's what's up, man. Post that stuff in the chat page.
Van, I gotta tell you,
yes, sir, bro.
When it comes to King Atterbury, he reminds me of the late great Heavy D sometimes, because I when I heard him just now, he hit them with a little something like this. That cat is so dope.
Don't curse.
So when I heard King, I heard Heavy D just now. So I had to put that up there. Yeah. That's you, King.
I appreciate y'all, man. Word up.
I mean, I appreciate
shout
that's what we had tonight.
All right.
Excellent.
All right, bro. Stick around, man. Get on the dance floor, man. Enjoy the rest of the show, man. And La Perla Negra and VIP, they're going to show you some steps.
All right, no doubt.
Watch out.
All right, bro. One love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby.
One
baby.
Love, one
mic, ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother,
that's
King Atterbury. Man.
Absolutely.
Bro, it is hard to believe that it's already been an hour. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in. Yeah, man, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here so that you can get on the mic and express yourself. Now, tell me something. So, J-Rob.
Yes, sir.
How are you feeling about the energy tonight? How are you feeling?
Bro,
I'm thinking I got a song for almost every poet. And the energy and the vibe tonight is so sick, so dope. I'm just enjoying this and having a field day. Listen, I want more. How are you feeling
about
it?
Man, I'm feeling great, man. I'm loving it. I'm digging it. You know, we got a lot of listeners. Press one. We see y'all. We know who you are. Go ahead and press one. We know you press one and then put your hand down. I don't know why you did, but you did. But we're still here. You still got time. So, but bro.
They know who we be.
Yeah, they know who we be. But yo, I'm ready to keep this party going, man. I'm ready. You ready?
Let's get it.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's get down.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Get down.
Let's get down.
Area code 786. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Who do we have on the mic?
786.
That be you.
Hello?
That be you.
That would be me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's me. Hey, man. Hey, it's Gwen, brother. It's Favor. How you doing?
What's up, man?
What's good? What's happening, brother?
How you doing, man? Bro, I thought I was gonna have like a midnight rendezvous because I knew everybody was gonna try to get in. I put my reservation in 2 Sundays ago, so I just, you know, just
well,
let you know.
Just
I
on
was,
time
I called,
for tonight,
I so,
brother.
I called so early, bro. Huh?
You on time?
You on time, bro?
Thank you. Thank you so much, man.
You ain't missing
Thank
nothing.
You so much. I appreciate that. I just want to acknowledge you, brothers, for being so on time and so relevant, you know, in things going today. And you have really taken this poetry thing to a whole nother level. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me to enjoy the ride with you.
Hey, man, thank you for taking this ride with us.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, J-Rob. And Van,
yes, sir.
I just want to tell you, I just finished writing the piece on your theme, on the theme that you mentioned tonight, you know, and it took me a minute, but everything is perfect in timing and everything, and I'm just grateful, you know, that you guys, you know, are really opening up so many doors. You know, not just for poets, but for.
Hello?
Gwen, you still there?
Van.
Hello? Jay, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Gwen?
Did we lose him?
You all right? I hope not. Gwen?
Bro, you there?
He's still in the studio. I see him.
Gwen,
Did you mute?
Did you mute yourself, brother?
Oh, man. I don't know what happened.
Man.
I'm going to put him in the background. We'll go back to his line. We'll go back to him.
Got you.
Yeah, we'll go back to him. Hit him up in the inbox.
Got
you. He all right.
Yes,
we're
sir.
Gonna keep it moving. We're going to move to area code 347. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic? Hey, code 347.
Hello?
What do we have on the mic?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, Mentor.
Hey, Gloria. How you doing, lovely?
I'm fine. I'm ready.
Hey, Gloria. How you doing? It's good to hear you again.
Thank you. You stole my soul. OMG. I did not write a poem about why I write. But if I could, I would pray that it sounded just like what you wrote.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm humbled. We're humbled.
You're so good to us.
Y'all funny. I have my friend who was finished. He's texting me back and forth because it's her first time, so she's a little nervous of how, you know, sitting. Hey, Kelsey. Anyway, so she said next week, but... She texted me and she's like, y'all are funny.
As long as she gets where we're going from, that's cool.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
Hopefully she'll be comfortable enough to stop through and get us in. So that'll be
yes,
wonderful.
Yes, we'd love to. We'd love to have her. We'd love to have her.
Cool. If any place to start sitting, it would be here.
Nice. See,
I love you for
see,
that.
See, man, I
love
told
you
I knew good people.
You do know good
told
people.
Told you.
I never doubted you for a minute. Never doubted you.
See?
Even though you run around at night in the dark in tights, I never doubted you. Never.
They're not tights. They're spandex.
Y'all are funny. And my daughter said to tell y'all hello.
Hey,
tell her hi.
Little one.
Yeah. How is she?
She's not little.
No, she's not little.
At 55 years old, yeah, she little. However, since she's family, now her nickname is niece. She's out. She's me and Van's niece now. So tell our niece that we said hi.
I will most certainly do that.
She love us, Van. She be acting up. She love us.
Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. We are family. Yeah.
You know I'm going there. You know I'm going there. Just because of you. But Miss Gloria,
yeah.
Before I play our song, for me, you, Van, and our niece / your daughter,
okay.
I know you have a piece dedicated to the show itself. But I know you got poetry because I've spoken to you and I've heard what you do. So, do you have a piece ready?
So I must have got last week's postcard I was trying to share with you. And as I saw, entity. Now, as you know, I don't really write. Like, I don't sit down and just write. I write from my feelings. But I sat down last night because I wanted to be on the same page with everybody. I wrote a whole poem about entity when you sent me a post that said, that's not the topic.
Listen. Uncle J Rob and Uncle Poetic are going to take a back seat, let you step to the front, and we're going to let you go on ahead and get on down. How about that?
All right. Okay. It's the words that I write that cause me so much harm because I'm digging deep inside as I try to remain calm. See, my pieces are an emotional roller coaster. I'm down when I start, but up I go because I know I'm getting closer. I'm destroying each person who thought they were my entity. They have no legal rights. God's in charge of my destiny. And for that reason, I keep my pen next to my Bible. Every time I write, I'm fighting for my survival. It becomes a lesson every time I pick it up, a blessing, the overflowing of my cup. Every entity I thought would destroy me becomes a distant face as I become humble and grateful for all his mercy and grace. See, the weapon that I use is simply a paper and pen, but it has the capacity to take down 1,000 women and men. See, their actions cut me like a knife, but the words that I write always give me life. They gave everything they had as they tried to keep me down. But here I am, still writing, still standing, still wearing my crown. My soul is not an entity, but a faculty. The thought is the functioning of my brain. So as I write, I watch each entity pass me by like a missed A train. I'm not chasing it. I don't even want the next one. I'll just put it down on paper, because I know I already won. I'm a queen, a black woman in my own entity, and the rights I have on me are confirmed every time I'm down on my knee. So the next time you let your actions present you as a hater, I'll be standing there smiling with my pen and paper. I'm my own entity.
Before I tell you how fantastic this piece is, this piece actually fits tonight's theme.
Yeah.
What do you think, Van?
Yeah, I totally agree. Even though it's about the entity, Yeah, it definitely fits tonight. You definitely explain what you write poetry for and the point of it. The line for me, what stuck out to me in this piece, was you place your pen next to your Bible because you're fighting.
There you go. Part right there, bro.
That literally grabbed a hold of me and made everything in me want to write all over again. J-Rob.
So, and because it's her van, she had to hear this. Because Yeah. I know we are family, but your music and your poetry have got to be real. I'm just saying.
Hey, yes, we are. And brother, hey.
So, in honor of that piece, I gave you the introduction to To Be Real and let you finish it off with We Are Family. So that piece is that song is dedicated to me, you, Van, and our niece, your daughter.
Amen. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank me. No. Thank you.
Thank you.
For taking time out of your schedule to come to the Get Down. And to the person
who
you was talking
to.
Listen, that's why I hang with Van. I got a good mentor.
Right. Mentors are women. Mentors are women. We got to do a poem on mentors.
You know what?
Girl.
You know what?
Don't get.
You know what?
You know what?
You know
what? Come on.
Yeah, you
think
what I'm thinking?
Say
you think what I'm thinking?
Van, say it. You know what I'm
next,
thinking?
Next
where would I be
show
without my mentor?
Poetry to your mentor, and there it is. Where would I be
poetry
without
to your mentor?
Mentor. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. I love it. See. Y'all have no idea how y'all just create force. We love it when y'all create force.
We love it when y'all do.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm working on my life and I'm working on my poetry. Because honestly, you know, my friend told me if I focused more on my writing, my book would have been ready. If I focused more on my writing than I do on these dating apps, I would have been a publisher already.
We need you to stay off the dating apps and concentrate on your writing.
Let God do the rest.
Please.
That's right.
I'm
coming. That's right.
And thank
I'm
you.
I'm coming out. Hey.
That's what we're going to say about your poetry. We need that.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, because, you know, we're listening for the rest of the people. I need to hear what people write about or why they write.
You know why we love you.
Absolutely. All right, get on over there and that dance for
thank
us.
Thank you, Gloria.
All right. I'm going to show
you. Thank you, niece.
You welcome, brother.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Gloria on her way to the Get Down dance floor. Now we're going to go back to our brother Gwayne. Man, my tablet is acting bananas tonight. Brother Gwayne, are you back with us?
Man, I am so back with you that it is like a time machine. I just want to say thank you for sharing those classics.
Bro,
that's what
we're doing tonight. Tonight is a night of celebration, and we all got something thankful in our lives. We all woke up. So in the words of Rebel P. Jones, thank you
for waking up today. Yes, sir.
And thank
yes,
you
sir.
For
all
stopping
right.
by to Get Down. So
the Get Down.
Come on now. That's what I'm
yes,
saying.
Sir. Yes, sir.
So with all that, Van, should I ask or shall you?
I got him. Bro.
Excellent. You take that.
My brother.
What do you write poetry for?
I mean, what's the point?
Well, the point is this, and as a matter of fact, I entitled this POP, and POP stands for Purpose of Poetry.
Mm.
So this is what it is.
All right, go ahead and get on
down. The point and purpose, I'm going to get on down. This is what it is. This is how it's stated. The point and purpose of my poetry is to contact and extract the multiplicity of manifestations found in our divinity. Inexplicably, whether in joy or misery, my poetry takes control of me to touch the areas which are hid from the obvious eye that goes about to and fro to find the reasons we engage in somewhat meaningless adventures in futility. But most importantly, the intense desire to be comprehended, the struggle to express what is and what it is and to what it is that it is what it is. Only a poet that has been driven by demons of their own design, trapped inside the walls of duplicity, where we are face to face with the rarity of finding out that I am, but still limited to bending to the will of my critics and hopes that all things will come together and the written word will be exactly what it was written for. I write because I long for peace that goes beyond just natural, and it is so solid that the stamp on it before it's spoken will be labeled as factual. I write from the place where I was wounded and not afforded the time to deal and heal. As I retreated to the place of reflection and written retribution, I put the feelings on paper and watch as they take flight to their designated target. Whether in vengeance or affirmation, my writings carve out portals for the voiceless to be heard relentlessly. More than anything else, my poetry is the place I go when standing on my own, whether crowded or alone. My poetry is the open door that I traverse freely and with the power of my creator. Not in defense of me, but my poetry is written to heal and reveal the dealings of favor, the original creator that you won't hear, but you will feel. In peace.
Bro. My man, it is what it is when it is what it is when what it was
wasn't what it is when it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That is the most dynamite line, because if you ain't paying attention, that's like when somebody says, you know, that this week is last week's next week. But that is the line. Man, thank you.
Indeed.
Van Meadows would say you, brother.
Bro, first of all.
Bro.
First of
all. It's always a blessing, man.
First of all, bro. I'm going to tell you right now, somebody somewhere listening to this piece is still scratching their head trying to figure out what you just said. And to that person, to that person, I encourage you to go back and listen to the archive so that you can fully comprehend the verbiage he just spit in this piece. Because he told you the point and the purpose of what he writes. Bro, phenomenal ink. Phenomenal ink. Oh, my God.
Bro.
Only thing you left out of there, man, I was waiting for you to say, I was waiting for you to say, now open up your third eye, bro. I just figured it was coming in there somewhere.
Oh,
bro.
I broke communication. I broke communication. You just said, now open your third eye.
Bro.
Now,
oh,
see.
Man.
I was gonna lead into that, but the way I structured it in that aspect, I would have had to put a little bit more to it, you know, to put the third eye aspect into it, but it was up for consideration. It was up for major consideration. I just finished writing it as soon as you called
my
number the first time before the call fell. I had just finished writing that, bro. I just finished writing it.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, in honor of that piece, it brought something to my mind, and I'm sure Van will agree with it. And listening to your piece, I kind of heard this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because yeah. You know what, man.
And it's good
that you heard that, Jay. It's good that you felt that, because Tony's music is a different kind of R&B. It's a totally different kind of
R&B.
Yeah,
it is.
And your piece tonight is a different kind of poetry. So they definitely fit. Definitely fit.
Thank you.
Come on, man.
Thank you, man.
It is what it should be.
I'm growing, Brian.
Hey, listen.
I just want to say thank you.
Actually, brother, me and Van thank you.
We thank you, bro. We thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, brother, we're going to send you one over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so that you can hang out.
Yeah,
with
I'm going in.
Because they getting down, bro. When I say, look, man, they are getting down.
I know. So I'm fixing to go over there and do the hully gully. You know, they ain't ready for this South Florida hully gully, bro.
Come on now.
They ain't ready for the hully gully, Daddy.
You know that.
I know
come
that's
on,
right,
Daddy.
Bro.
They ain't ready for the hully gully.
They ain't ready for the South Florida hully gully.
Come on now.
That's right.
I'm going to do the hully gully. I'm going to do the slide. You know what I'm saying? Man, rock, skate, roll, bounce, all of that, bro.
Come on, man.
We playing all the hits tonight.
There's a sister over there on the dance floor. There's a sister over there with a dance floor. She got this one-piece bell-bottom pants set with platform shoes on with her afro picked out. And, man, she is boogie.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna have to go get me some courage because I might want a slow drag.
I know that's right,
hey,
bro.
Hey, man, you get you a fresh box of courage. And you go do what you do.
I'm going to take one for the team, bro. I'm going in. I'm going all the way, bro.
All right, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother.
My man,
ahead, bro.
That's a great dude.
Yeah, bro. One love. I just want to say one love, one mic. This is the Get Down. Make no mistake about it.
That's right. That's right. My brother.
What he said.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Gwen, man, that's our brother, man. Now. I don't know about y'all.
I don't know. Come on, man. Tell him.
You know, this brother has been imitated, duplicated, and impersonated, and replicated. He's also been recapitulated, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, come on, man.
CEO Arthur Larry Maddox, for real, the poet Douglas, baby.
Yo,
good
baby,
evening,
baby.
What
that was good.
It's me. What it do, fellas? I'll be tripping.
What's
up in this dorm, bro?
What's happening, bro?
Hey, yo, everything is all good, man. I'm just enjoying the program, man. See the poets, man. Loving the poetry.
Exactly. Yeah. We're just trying to have some fun, man.
Just having
some fun, man, you know?
Right.
Yeah, we're just having some fun. Yeah, just a little something. Yep. Just a little something.
Hey,
you know,
man, it's a beautiful thing. Loving the energy.
What's a beautiful thing is that you're here. Of all the cats, you're here. So with that being the case, brother, and you being the reason as to why we're all here, I know a song I'm going to play because I got a song specifically dedicated to you because, you know, you're sort of like the godfather of this thing for us. So in honor of you, I'm going to go into my James Brown bag. I'm gonna let my co-host speak to you real quick while I dig in the crates. So you'll have to excuse me. Van Metals, can you bring it to the brother real quick, sir? Can you please? I know it's my turn, but can you please bring
you,
it to
bro.
The brother?
I got you.
See, that's teamwork, y'all. Teamwork.
For real, the poet Douglas, my brother.
Yes, sir.
What do you write poetry for? I mean, what's the point?
Hey, man, I write poetry to free myself, you know, to release myself. You know, I'm not one to hold things in, you know, used to be, but it's better to let things out. And one of the best ways to do that is through poetry.
Mm.
Yes, sir. sir. Mm. And man, I heard a lot of the stuff you do for release. You're right. And I got to tell you, man, there are so many facets to your pen that when you release
that part,
I can't wait to hear what you want to release tonight. So me and J-Rob are going to move on out of the way, and we're going to let you go ahead and be great and get on that.
Hey, thank you, my brother. Thank you. I write to free myself. If I could change the world with my pen, I would write a scenario that would bring peace to the ghettos, the people, the needy from Philly to Soweto. I'd write of things and bring them to life so that those that have been crawling for most of their lives can stretch their wings and fly. If I could, I'd give you the world. Wrap my arms around you. Every boy and every girl, all angels free to be children, surrounded and protected by the Most High. Griots and prophets, no longer strife, no one's neglected, no more hopelessness. With my pen, I'd build housing and put the homeless in it. Give them bricks so everyone owns their own shit. Sheltered from the rain, no more tears, not with the griots writing living tales of happiness. And with my pen, I would write manuscripts of peace and put Morpheus in it to deliver the message that we gotta stop this black-on-black killing ourselves shit. With these guns placed in hands that would hold spears of Africans, I'd remove all weapons, place them with pens, replace them with pens, teach a world gone mad how to write songs of poems of love, harmonizing in unison with perfect cadence for those wearing melanin, loving the skin that we are in. We're born in nothing but good mornings for all black citizens. Ha, wonderful how you do's in the forms of haikus. Ha, everything so peaceful. If I, with my pen, could change the world, I first would start with everyone that resembles the last Republican president, breaking my pen off in the asses of racists. Wash mouths out with soap, black and white faces, black or white faces, and with another two pencil tape the word nigger and erase it. Put us all together at some majestic table to work things out, praying that we are able. No need for economics. Everyone eats free in the world I write about. I write to free myself. No need for police in the world that I write about. We police ourselves. No mistaken fatalities or unjust brutalities. A griot is what I write about. What I write comes to life. It shall manifest in by God. I am the writer that takes his socks off. I am the griot. Morpheus, hold up. I ain't finished yet. I'm the writer. I'm the writer of writings, writings. Writings written. The writer of writings yet written. Just thought about. Writings unwritten yet. Existing in the cranium. Just sitting. The griot Morpheus, I am the composer, each word formed by each letter like cells, biological, literary, genetic, stems under a microscope. You can only see them broken down in their rarest form and elements. I grab a pen and I give birth to them and they are born. These letters and words become sentences, each one given life. They breathe intangibles, fed by nouns and verbs, synonyms and homonyms metaphorically attached to this ink-filled umbilical cord. Snipped, then slapped in the back, their cadence is the first verse voice heard as they are birthed. Given life to, I am the writer, the griot, the hand that holds the pencil, each piece my baby, and it's biological. I write to free myself. I am the writer. I am the writer of writings, writings written, the writer of writings yet written, the griot given birth to writings unwritten yet. They are wrote and I wrote them in a literary lab, pen and pad. I perfected them, so now I speak them, gave them life. My words, you just heard them. I just spoke them, spoken words from a writer. I'm a born writer. I was born a writer. I swear, straight out of my diapers, my quill was my pacifier. I remember crying for my bottle, formulating haikus. I remember writing another life in another life. I remember writing as far back as the Bible. I am life. Written by the holy hand of God, I am. I am. I am old. I am new. I am the past, the future too. I am hieroglyphics written in a cave. I am old Negro spirituals written by slaves. I am sermons written. I am love, compassion. I am feelings. I am thought, mixed emotions. I am the writer of your first love letter. I am erotic revolution. I am theory. I am spoken. Hear me. I am the writer of writings. Writings written. The writer of writings yet written. Just thought of. Writings unwritten yet. I am that writer. And the proof of that was proved in what was just spoken. I am that writer, for real. Free to express myself, free to be myself, freedom of speech. So I speak, dropping mics as I proceed to write, to free myself, for real.
Yo.
Yo.
I'm mad at you.
Yo. Yo.
I'm mad at him.
First of all.
I'm mad at him.
First of all. First of all.
I'm mad at him. I'm mad at him.
Brother, your quill pen was your pacifier? Bro,
yeah.
Who says that?
Who says that?
Hey, bro, I literally tried to count how many times you said the words write, wrote, writ, written. Bro.
This dude said, I am the hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
I am the words written in walls before man.
Bro.
I remember writing in another life before another life was writing. You hear that shit?
Bruh.
Who says that?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I think I'm gonna ball up all of my writings and start over.
I'm gonna be transparent for a hot second. You have a couple of passages in here that I would like to borrow. Because that's why I said,
ew.
I remember writing in another life before another life started writing.
Yeah, writing in. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I ain't going to lie, bro. I need to hear that. I need to hear that line where you talked about I am written, I wrote, being still being written. I need to hear that. I need to hear that line again.
Yeah.
I really need to hear that line again.
And before you do, this Van Meadows is his song for tonight.
One, two, get down. Bandit calls speedball. Bandit calls speedball.
That's him.
Hey, thank you. I love James, man. That's my idol, bro.
And for you kids out there, yes, Ice-T sampled that. Yes, he did.
That part.
Yes, he did. But yeah, but bro, I need to hear that line, bro. I really need to hear that line.
All right. Let me give it to you. I am the writer of your first love letter. I am erotica, revolution. I am theory. I am spoken. Hear me. I am the writer of writings written. The writer of writings yet written, just thought of. Writings unwritten yet. I am that writer.
Yo, writings written yet thought of. Bro. Yo, how did you even put all of that together like that, bro? I'd want to be in your headspace in that moment, just in that moment, bro. Yo.
I can't even tell you, bro. I can't even tell you. I was sober. I could tell you that much.
Man, you had to be. You had to be, because if you, cause look, if you wasn't, you sounded like Anton.
Excuse me. I got a new poem that I'd like to recite.
J-Rob.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was on mute. I was saying I'm angry with this man because that is pure genius. He said he was sober, but I know, like Jimi Hendrix, like Charlie Parker, like Miles Davis, like Rick James, and Prince and Michael Jackson, he was on something else, purple and haze, you know, purple and swazy when it was hot, humid, and hazy. And he just was like, you know what, I remember writing in another life before another life started writing. Yeah, write that shit down. When hieroglyphics ask somebody in the cave, how you write, how do you pronounce recapitulate? And they put that shit in the hieroglyphics.
Yo, why you had to bring that up, bro?
Because this piece was so damn dope, that's why.
Recapitulate. Yo. Yeah.
This was outstanding. Yeah. This was outstanding.
Amazing work, bro. Man, look, before we usher you over to the dance floor, man, go ahead, man, and let the people know what you got jumping off in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Hey, thank you, my brother. Well, Monday nights, ladies and gentlemen, each and every Monday night at 9 o'clock PM at Epiphany Radio is the Soul Cafe. Let's chill. When we get into some neo-soul, hip-hop, R&B, jazz, and when we do some creative writing, what we do, what we call is pick up your pen, where we throw some phrases out to you, and you get to write, and we get to write some poetry right there on the spot. And we share in that, and we talk about each other's creativity and all that good stuff. But you have to, the song is over to have that piece written. It's a lot of fun. A lot of time people don't finish, and a lot of time Van cheats, and so does J-Rob. And we have a lot of fun. We call that pick up your pen, but
hey,
it's also open mic. So
when I act like I didn't hear that. No one heard you say Van cheats. It's impossible to cheat.
No one heard you say J-Rob anything.
Right.
Yeah, there's no cheating there. We throw out some phrases to you. We play a song when that song is over, or until I take that song off. That piece needs to be done, and it's a whole bunch of fun. You know what I'm saying? And
nice.
That's the Neo Soul Cafe, Monday nights at 9 o'clock p.m. with myself, Poetic, Miss La Perla Negra, Shanice, and in the background, T. La Shaw. She big a baby.
All right, can't wait.
Hey, look, y'all continue to get down. It's all good. I'm gonna be listening, y'all. Much love.
From your
baby.
Lips to God's ear. That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
Brother.
Man.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that
one
is
love,
our
one mic.
For real, the poet Douglas, yeah.
That dude.
Man.
That dude just came in here and just left the mic smoking.
That he did. Mm. Next up on the mic, man, we're going to keep this party going, man. Next up on the mic.
Who we got?
Our brother, C-Double-34 Music, y'all. C-Double, what it do, bro?
I really believe that For Real writes as he writes, and he writes some more when he writes. That was nuts, bananas. That was ambrosia salad right there.
Ambrosia salad.
Yeah. Yes.
Indeed.
Most definitely.
Indeed.
And as for how I'm doing, fellas, I recapitulated her boobage until she knighted me the most interesting man in the world.
Oh, my God. I got to get another word, man. I got to give him another word. got to give another word. Maybe something like...
Why you do that to
like,
me, J-Rob? Why you do that
something
to me?
Like, something like vinaigrette or something, man. Balsamic or something. Like, come on. You like, how you
oh,
doing?
Man.
Hey, listen, I'm just trying to recapitulate all
He's
this romanticism.
Recapitulate all this. Yeah.
You're like, well, sir, what will you have off the menu? I think I'll recapitulate what we had last week, baby.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Something like that dude from In Living Color in jail.
Yeah. He's like, I would like to recapitulate, flagitate my gonads for bananas.
Wow.
Dang.
So, C-Double.
Yes, sir.
Good brother. Good brother, good brother, good brother, good brother. What do you write poetry for, man? I mean, like, what's the point? And if you can answer that poetically, Van and I are going to take two steps back behind the mic, let you stand in front of the crowd with that microphone, brother. And if it's locked and loaded, we're going to let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay. I had to remix this because of your topic. So this piece is called And That's the Bottom Line. I do this for reflection. Retrospective, I minister a message that some may hate it, but gotta respect it. I do it out of pregnancy, birthing a legacy, breaking conspiracies, appearances, peeking into my character. I don't need an avatar eating pork chops and applesauce. I write like the 1987 Miami Hurricanes from the plane and camouflage, this poetry, and it's cold as steel. I sometimes feel random inside this pressure cooker, wishing I had the wisdom to super fly like Missy and Jimmy Snuka, jumping off the turnbuckle but suspended by mid-air suspicion and no superstition, cussing like Florida Evans in her kitchen breaking dishes. Which one hit me without my permission? Let me turn the other cheek so you won't miss every pimple near my hip bone. I will attempt to make this real simple. Wrestling with God is prerequisite for walking with a limp, let's be clear. My etiquette has never been professional. I try to let things roll off my back if I was cold ducking cover in case of a nuclear bomb explosion. You must be joking and smoking. If you think I would go there, stay focused. Let this notion soak in. Still waters run deep, so why you gotta be so shallow? Believing you can outrun shadows of your disastrous escapades of trying to be a rapper / actor when face to facts, you're bad at them. Back away from the camera lens and the microphone, it's time to go home. This will hurt you more than it does me. If you're sick and tired, take a nap and castor oil to flush out your disgusting digestive plumbing. And I guess we're done here. Something's rotten in Denmark, and I swear, here's the best part. I made this to make your head nod without shooting yourself like your cheddar bob in that movie with Eminem. What was it called? Oh, yeah, 8 Mile. This poem is almost over, so hey, Renee and Angela, smile. That's what you get for being so sleep deprived. If this is what it sounds like when doves cry, remember what that one guy in that karate movie said about the word I? It doesn't exist. So I will exit stage right. Why does Snagglepuss sound like Slick Rick? I'm committing to end this sermon service like a preacher for the sixth time, or when Michael Jackson said at the microphone before he died at home, listening to Kenny Rogers and Michael McDonald, this is it. And that's the bottom line because C-34 Music said so. In peace.
Oh, he's going to give it to him, JR. He's going to give it to him. Stone Cold. Stone Cold. He's going to give it to him.
Dum, 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 dum.
Dum,
hey.
Dum, dum,
dum.
Dum,
dum, dum.
Give me a beer. Give me a beer. What?
Give me a beer.
What?
When I heard him.
Yo.
Go ahead, man.
Yo, C-Double, man. Listen.
Yes.
Hey, that Renee and Angela line was pretty darn good, bro. It was pretty good. No, this piece was really good, man. You said you remixed this piece, right?
Yeah, I remixed it because of the topic, so I had to add why I do this for.
Nice. Very nice. Hey, man, you know I'm a huge fan of your ink, man, and I dug this piece as well, man. It's, man, you know, I'm going to have to give you a new nickname. Because of the technicality of your pieces, I'm going to have to call you the poetry technical Bret Hart. That's what I'm going to have to do. J-Rob.
Listen, he threw in the Brady Bunch line when he hit him
yes.
in the head with the pork chops and applesauce.
Yes.
I knew that flew over people's heads.
Yes.
But for some reason, when he started spitting, there's this rapper called AZ, and he got this joint
yes.
that fits C double right now. And it sounds a little something like this.
Give it to him.
Just
bro.
When he steps to the mic, just telling everybody I'm back. You know what you're getting into. I'm back.
No.
You know what kind of poetry you're about to get. I'm back.
They know
that's a compliment, and I thank you for that.
Without question. The whole time you were spinning, all I'm hearing is this instrumental in my head. I'm back. But then let it dun. But then let it. I'm back. I'm like, you know what? C double is nothing short of incredible. Go ahead, boy. What you say, Van Meadows?
Hey man, I already gave my commentary, man. I'm just a fan, I stand
in the back as a fan, clapping.
Yes, sir.
For my man.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
Nah, J-Rob, you know you just gave me an idea musically. When you did I'm Back, I'm going to mix that with The Time Is Now with John Cena.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
going to keep my mouth
okay.
shut. I can't wait.
Okay.
I can't wait. Because if it sounds like that little Richard piece, bruh, I might move in.
Oh, see, now you're adding more. See, look what you're doing. See what y'all
yeah.
do to me.
Come on.
All right, my brother. We're going to send you an over to that Get Down dance floor, man, so that you can hang out and mingle with the rest of the crew. Ladies and gentlemen.
Be careful.
On his way
is
our brother. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, there's a fire.
C-Double-34 music, y'all.
One
love
and one mic to both of you.
One love and one mic to you too, bro.
Man, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you listening in online, by any chance, and you have not called in yet, you have 12 minutes before you will be cut off, and you will no longer be able to hear the remainder of the show. So, 319-527-6300. Now we're going to go to the promoter of promoters. She makes Don King look like a fool. Ladies and gentlemen, Tila Shah.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm well, how are you? Hi, J-Rob.
Hi, Tila Shah. It's good to hear from you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I was thrown just a little bit ago when C-Double-34 Music just mentioned This Is It by Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald.
Yeah.
He messed me up.
Because yep.
I remember that tape.
Yep.
I'm not a young chicken. I promise you. Some people might call me little, but I know that one. And he just threw me off. I was like, whoa, did he just? Michael Jackson, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hey,
yep.
I was in a different place when he mentioned the Brady Bunch. I'm good. Because a lot of
right.
people are not going to get that whole, here's a story of a man named Brady. So I won't go there, but y'all
no,
get
I caught
it.
That. I caught that.
Yeah, y'all get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So beautiful,
that kind
beautiful,
of
fair, beautiful, fair lady. Beautiful, fair lady. Because I don't know how much longer I can listen to
nope.
you just keep
say,
talking. I
say it,
know.
Lord. Say it. No, Vance, say what you're about to say, but say it in French and say it lower.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
There you go. There you go. Say it low. Stop laughing, man. Stop laughing. I'm trying to promote my brother. Say it in French, but say it slower and lower.
Okay. Okay. All right. Tay Rao, I can't believe you're making me do it. Okay. All right. Well, if I must, Mademoiselle, two went through
yes.
some ease. Two women through some miss.
Drop the chalupa. I don't know what you said, but okay, it sounded good. Okay.
Oh, your answer, Tila Shell, supposed to be 4 o'clock. You're like, but I didn't ask you the time, baby. Everything sounds better at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but I want you to drop the chalupa. Let's have a little bit. That's what I got. That's what you don't get right now. Okay.
Oh, man. Wow.
Okay.
J-Rob, it's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn.
Oh, I get to ask her? Cool.
You do. You do.
Hold on. Let me get a sip of water because this got to sound nice.
Oh,
okay, now that I got that done. So, Tila Shell, since it's just me and you, tell me a secret. What do you write poetry for? I mean, what's the point, David? But before you tell it to me, I want a couple of my friends to listen. So if you're locked and loaded with your piece of poetry, sweetheart, I'm going to take a step back. And I'm going to let you go ahead and get on down. How's that?
Okay. All right, I'm going to piggyback off of Gwen with Pop, but mine is the process of purging. Well, I'm going to communicate now the way he wanted me to then. Maybe he failed to understand or appreciate the fact that sometimes men don't want a woman to nag and complain. And truth be told, sometimes women don't want to be that woman. She learned to love him in silence. She'd internalized the hurt and the frustration she felt for the sake of preserving some resemblance of peace that she longed for in the presence of his eyes. She would rather pick her battles and save him the pain and trouble of sharing thoughts that he may not be able to contend with. Maybe, just maybe, he can't grasp that sometimes men can't handle a woman's thoughts after long periods of silence. Oftentimes, she'd hold it in too long, and that was the only way she'd know how to cope, knowing that he wouldn't turn an attentive ear or respond carefully to her heart anyway, until he ushered in the fire, constantly speaking toxic oxygen to red cinders until they burn the place down. In peace.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Okay.
To a tray bowl.
I have no idea what that means, but that shit is sexy to me, so I'm going to just say that to you.
4 o'clock. Remember 4 o'clock. Stick to the plan.
There you go. There you go. That's why we do the show, y'all. That's why we do the show.
Oh, man.
But to answer the question, J-Rob and I were speaking earlier today, and I indirectly answered the question in our conversation and did not know it. I told him that I decided to take a pause on writing at this time because there's a lot going on in my life right now. And I said that I don't want to miss opportunities to say something instead of allowing my pen to leak prostituted ink.
Mm. That line right there, Van.
Mm.
That line right there.
I could easily go into Dane Devereaux mode and just let it just be all about sex and let it be all about that. But right now, at this place where I'm at right now in my life, it has to be something more. And I have a responsibility now.
Yeah.
Once before, I used to write because it was cathartic. It purified me. It was like regurgitating toxic energy. There's this song by Toby Nwigwe, and it's called Caged Birds. I don't know if you guys know it, but the chorus goes, "We come from where most don't break free. We had to learn why caged birds sing, but we fight. Even though they poison the sky, we don't cry. We gon' take our piece of the pie." And I think that's why a lot of poets write, because they feel like caged birds. And even though their environment feels poison and everything like that, they still just want to soar. So they just put all their words in pen, I mean on the page, and just let it go.
That's
so
what we do.
The question.
It
wow.
answered my question and then some, but this is why. Because poets have, unbeknownst to a lot of poets, we have a responsibility to people who never heard what we've got to say.
Right.
Somewhere out there, somebody none of us knows is listening to this show, listening to a show we've done previously, listening to a show that we did last year, and it helped get them through something. And we
right.
may never know. Occasionally somebody will say something to us, but we'll sometimes we'll never know. You know, like when Sister said she's got a lot going on, but she didn't want to drip prostituted ink, the metaphor however you want. But if you're thinking the way a poet thinks and you stretch your pen the way Van and I like for you to think, you understand where this metaphor comes from. And you can relate to it on so many different levels that it's like, wow, now let me think about what I'm dripping and spilling in terms of poetry.
Right,
so for me,
right,
when she
right.
said that, I immediately went to my piece, No More Poetry.
Yeah.
And had I
yeah.
thought about that, I would have put that line in my piece, No More Poetry. Because I,
you
too,
know,
don't want to drip prostituted ink anymore.
You know, I listen to that, and I'm literally sitting here listening. And as I listen to what we've been writing, what we write the most of, my favorite genre to write in is romance. Love, romance. However, based on current events, I write more pain and trying to be a voice of reason, a voice of a positive outlet in this dark turmoil that we're living in today. And this show, The Get Down, where we encourage everyone to stretch their pens. If you notice, most of the time we try to bring topics that forces you to write outside of your comfort zone. And I say that to say this, be the show. Don't you dare stop writing. Don't you dare stop writing. Because you never know, something that you write might be someone else's release.
True.
At the moment that you take your pen, thank you, Gloria. The moment that you take your pen away from your Bible or your nightstand and just put it in the drawer, you're silencing your words.
Yeah. Right.
And I know sometimes we get into these ruts, we get into these, oh, I got writer's block, I can't write. When someone tells me that, I tell them that you're not really looking at your surroundings enough. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just thinking,
there's so much that happens in your writing. I just have to continuously go back to the fact that there are people who need to hear from you. There's some people that tune into the show who aren't interested in me and Van at all, but they're hearing people like you because you're relatable. They're hearing people like Danielle and like Ms. VIP and others and Gloria, just to name four. And they came to hear what you had to say. And right. You touched them in different ways for whatever they're going through. They're not wanting to hear what me and Van got to talk about. They know the jokes are coming and some of the others. And we can remove pain for an hour or so. But y'all got something that some little girl, some lady wants to, you know, relate to. I know for a fact that what I'm saying is true because there have been more than one occasion in which someone has hit me back channel that I don't speak to too often. And they're like, thank you for tonight's show. I was going through something, and they'll describe whatever it is, but they heard you, or they heard Gina, or they heard VIP, or they heard Gwency, or they heard Rain, or they heard a number of other poets that have come through. And it touched them enough that they had a good cry and got it out. And like, you know what?
Yeah.
It's okay. I could face tomorrow. So I can understand that part about wanting to put the pen down. And there's some stuff that has happened to me personally within the last 24 hours that makes me want to put my pen down. But I talked to Van. I talked to David Mott. I talked to Mojave. I talked to VIP, the Pearl, for real. Talk to you.
Right.
Yeah.
And I keep writing.
Yeah. You know, Jay, you know the smart aleck in me. If you ever tell me that you're going to put your pen down, well, I'm going to tell you to pick up your phone and type in your notepad.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's
man. But you know what, though? Can we be transparent? Y'all have no idea. This show may be for y'all, but by the time me and J-Rob get off this show and we talk to each other the same night, y'all have inspired us so much with your poetry, with your conversation, with the way you are challenged with your pen. And that's why I pray none of you ever stop writing. Because, like I said in J-Rod's piece, he spoke my very thoughts from earlier this week. I promise you.
Right.
And when he verbalized it, I was like, geez, man. Yeah, I can't put my pen down. I can't stop writing. Because there's too many people buried in graves and tombs that didn't have a chance to write or speak.
Right. And they carried their gifts with them to the grave.
If any of you read the piece that I dropped last week, it was about unfulfilled promises or unfulfilled dreams. And I just lost somebody, a young cat that I mentor, to violence. And what I wrote in that piece was, just imagine being on your deathbed and surrounding you are all the hopes and dreams and potentials that you could have done. And they're surrounding you and they're angry and disappointed. And they're like, we represent all of the promises and dreams that you have ever come up with that you never sought to fruition. And because you did nothing with us, and because you did nothing with us, now all of us got to go to the grave together.
Right.
And this, your poetry is the same way.
Everybody else is standing around. I'm sorry. Continue.
No. Ladies first.
Oh. The sad thing is, while everybody else is standing around you mourning you, you are sitting there about to exit your mortality mourning the fact that you did not take those opportunities to live and operate in your gifts and your talents.
There you go.
And you're mournful and apologizing to God. Like, I'm sorry I didn't do anything with it.
There it is in a nutshell. And your poetry is the exact same way.
Indeed.
It's the exact same way. Your pen and your pad or whatever you're using to write whatever comes to mind says the exact same thing, because all of us would like to be remembered. And as we are, somebody's going to discover your poetry in its written form, like Prince going through boxes of purple rain, understanding why doves fly and doves cry. So if that's the case, then maybe the poetry is not for the right now, but for sometime down the road that somebody needs to discover and go, wow. Especially if it's a family member that may share it with somebody. Like my great-great-great-grandmother wrote this back in 2019, 2020, 2021, and they're like, you can't be serious.
Right.
And then they're like, well, that's why I write, because my great-great-great-grandmother wrote, and she showed us the way through her writing.
Right.
And then think about what the Get Down is going to sound like 100 years from now when we're gone, but somebody else takes it over. And they play this show back. You dig? So they got something to look forward to 100 years from now to be like, damn, they was on it. So now what do we do with it? Because if they didn't put their pens down, we can't put our tablets down.
Right.
Yeah.
I've definitely received that message. I didn't mean to come in here and make it all heavy. My bad.
Welcome to the Get Down. You know what do you write poetry for? I mean, if it get heavy, it get heavy. This is what we do.
Come on now.
This is what we do.
Man, it ain't heavy. Like, you know that picture that says he ain't heavy, he's my brother? The same rules apply. This ain't heavy. This is poetry.
Right.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. We're going to move you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor. Thank you for coming through and giving us your poetry. Oh, man. My goodness.
Telling people why that poetry dripped the way it dripped.
Right.
Come on.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait to the sound, to the Get Down Dance Floor, Tila Shaw, One Love, One Mic, baby, baby, take your socks off.
One Love and One Mic.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations, you have made it into the overtime portion of the show. Good job for you. Those who were listening online, if they didn't call in, y'all know what happened? They just got cut off. Next up on the mic, Jay, we got our brother.
Who we got?
Jesse. What's good with you, Just Jay?
Hey, greetings from Earth, peoples.
How you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm feeling pretty good, man. Had a long day, got it behind me, dude. And I said I got to check these guys out.
Absolutely,
so y'all pulled
man.
Me
it's
through the
Friday
week, and
Eve,
I think I can
man.
Do Friday by myself. Exactly. Yeah, man, y'all pulling people through the week, man. That's what's up.
I apologize, Just Jay, but Van, you know we didn't give Tila Shell a song, right?
Hold on, bro. Just Jay, stay here, Jay.
All right.
You still got something coming, J-Rob, but got
Tila
Shell. Go ahead.
Tila Shell. In all that conversation, I forgot that this song described what we were talking about, particularly from you, when it said... When it comes to your poetry, girl...
Yeah.
That's where we going. I apologize. I needed to bring that up to light. I was like, Tila Shell didn't get her song tonight. Come on now. I can't do that.
Thank you.
Most welcome.
Now, my brother, Jess J. J.
Hey, man, I appreciate you stopping there too, J-Rob. She's a very good poet.
Without question.
Indeed.
Without question. So,
had it been anybody else or less
the
poet, I'd be like, man, what is she doing, bro? It's my time, man.
Hey! Listen, pimping, I would never put a pimp in ahead of another pimp. Pimp, you know what we do.
Right. It does happen, though. It does happen.
Occasionally, brother, but this is the get down. You know how
right.
we feel. And you
Jay
family,
Rob,
brother.
J-Rob, quit playing.
I'm just saying.
My God.
Good to hear from you, bro. Good to hear from you, bro.
You too, man. I heard some snippets of you Tuesday, man. Very, very, very powerful, man. Very focused, man. That was good to hear.
Oh, man, thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. You know, we got to make sure that we're bringing quality programming to you guys, the poets, because, you know, you expect a lot, you know, and you deserve a lot. So we're here to make sure that your voice is heard. Thank you for that segue.
Right.
When you're listening to Epiphany Radio, you're heard around the world on Google Play, CastBox, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Spreaker, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio. I mean, listen, come on and get your poetry fix. Spit. Be heard around the globe. Jerry, man, you's a good brother, man. Good brother. Thank you, bro.
That's what
I'm trying, man. Only different.
So my brother, the question of the evening, what do you write poetry for? I mean, really, what's the point? Me and J-Rob won't get out of the way, man. Let you go ahead and get on down.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. The reason why I write poetry, when I'm sitting there in the process, I'm writing it for cleverness. I'm writing it to make me feel good, to make me happy. When I go to perform, it's a different thing, though. Fear kind of grabbed me. Ain't no kind of, it has me in the headlock. And every time I get past it, even if I don't do it the way I wanted to, I can learn from that, too. Some of my best things have come from behind failures. I'm about to do this piece. Before I decided to audience with you, I set my house in order to tell you all my heart, travel many continents seeking a beauty such as yours. I am but a humble man of meager status, with only honor and integrity as my current currency. It was a year ago almost to the day when I heard you say, words that weave like a basket of choice roses, as your moist voice spoke like a lioness on the plains of Giza. Resounding in the still of the night under a full moon's light, I heard your call and paused. Like a stained pane glass, I instinctually fractured from your light. Your voice like an apparition now echoing roam the deepest chambers of my heart. And on that very night, you took my life. But I yield to you tonight. With no regrets of your conquest, I am here bed chest at my own behest, soaked in love's sweat. Like fresh drops of dew does when they do glistens in the dawning light. Would I be too forward if I were to read you a poem? Yes, I write. When the conditions for love are just so, and that's not a mere first sight, although you are an eye's delight that has cut grooves into my heart, sparking my pen to scratch, till the page started to ignite, as if love was some type of bizarro battlefield of healing skills that mend gashes and gouges, and set broken bones back under the flesh. Your scars are an outward expression and a testament of your strength. As I place this little bitty crown upon your finger, If the lions should cease, then let the lions do as they do best. And I shall fight them back with every poem and beat from my chest. In peace.
Damn, bro. You came in here with Lion King poetry. I'm like, the hell?
You stupid.
Yo, Phil, man.
You remember the same thing I was thinking?
Yeah. Yo,
I'm sitting here like, everywhere the light touches is our kingdom. Bro.
Yeah. Bro. I'm sitting here listening to him, and I'm thinking in Roots, Kunta Kinte gave birth, and his father said, behold, the only thing greater than yourself. And he holds him up to the moon and whatnot, and he's like, the blessed be the child. I'm like, what the hell?
Wow. I appreciate y'all, man. I've really been practicing and working on it, man. I really have. I haven't been writing that much. I've been writing different things, and I think writing different things and things y'all are doing over here at Epiphany are strengthening me for sure. Strengthening me for sure as a poet.
Love it, bro.
Well, we're just trying to just help people, like Van said earlier. And please, Van, excuse me for cutting you, brother. But we're just trying to do what we enjoy doing. And Van and I do it with one another. And it hopefully it catches on. And this piece is exactly what we talk about when we ask a poet to stretch their pen. So, brother, you are levels beyond on point. You hit the nail on the head. Fist first.
Wow. Thanks, big bro.
Indeed.
Yeah, man. This piece, Jay, like I told you, man, I said it before and I'm going to keep saying it, man. Where you're going with your ink right now, this journey is a wonderful thing to behold. Because I hear the growth. You know, you talk about... All right, I'm gonna share something. I'm gonna share something with you that you can't tell nobody else. Okay, you can't tell anybody else. All right, can't tell nobody else. You talked about fear and performing in fear. Every time I get up to perform a piece, I have this nervousness of fear.
And, right.
And you'll see it. You'll see my hands shaking while I'm reading. You'll see all of that. And I don't mind that because God told me a long time ago, the reason that I allow you to still be that way is so that you can know that you are not in charge. I am.
It is very humbling. It is very humbling. I feel that all the way, man.
Sir.
You know, when I have a failure, man, I'm always saying like, all right, I failed this way. I got to get back up this way now. It's like a blind man that's feeling his way around the city. You know, he starts to learn and looks in the crannies better than anybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was going to tell you, man, don't embrace the fear. Embrace it.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
I use it as a motor, man.
Yeah.
It's definitely a motivation. Yeah. And you know, actually, if I don't feel it now, then I'm feeling like I'm not pushing myself.
Exactly. Or you feel like you got this. You don't need anybody else. You got this. And that's the last thing that you want to feel is that you got this.
You don't want to be overconfident.
Exactly.
One of the coolest things you will ever experience is being on stage, big or small, and people can see your nervousness, and someone in the crowd says, "That's all right. That's all right. Take your time, baby. Take your time, bro. We got you. We got you," and everyone starts clapping, and they're like, "Yo, we gonna hold
you
down."
And then you go in.
Yeah, because they could see how nervous you are in front of a bunch of strangers and different eyes, and your hands are shaking, and you start to stutter, and you're like, "Give me a second, I got to get it together." And you just need that one voice. "We got you, bruh. We got you. You go ahead. Take your time, man. We got you." And when the crowd gets into it, that's when they're like, "Ooh. That's what he was nervous about. He just broke."
Right, unleashing that monster.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. So nervousness is cool. I get it
every
single time.
Every single time.
Every time. And I got a video. I was performing a piece, and I just kept messing up everybody's name. And I said, hold up, y'all. Can we start from scratch? And I walked into the
right,
back room.
Reset.
I said, yo, reintroduce me, man. And he reintroduced me, and everyone started cheering and clapping. And, yo, the set went well. It went better than I expected, man. And I got two more invitations to two other shows because of it. So,
you embraced
cool.
it.
Yeah, man.
Man, y'all been teaching me little inside stuff ever since, man. That's why I rock with y'all guys, man. Y'all consistent.
Well, we rock with you too, man. Come on
Absolutely.
Now. And as a matter of fact, we rock with you so hard that your poetry sounds like this.
You know what, J Rob? I was just thinking about whether Busta Rhymes should be in my favorite five.
He gotta be, bro.
He should be.
Busta gotta be your favorite five.
Gotta be.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, but you know what? That's the whole thing about it. Are you going to go with the status quo? Because I can pretty much name some guys, and it's going to hit some of everybody's what's name. Or would we go with them people that's, that was just the killer and never really got out there?
Listen.
My top five would be so different. Yeah, I'd be like, what? Like, LL is in my top five.
Right.
He better be.
He's in my
but
top
then,
five.
He's not in mine.
It's in what era though?
No, because no.
Let me hit you.
I'm overall forever.
If you saw if any of you have ever watched DJ K Slay's ode to rappers and MCs, he just dropped one with 50 MCs. 50.
Right, really MCs.
Some you never heard before. That are levels beyond incredible.
Right.
Some you know that
some people ain't commercial
folks,
either though.
There it is.
Yeah, I don't.
Some
I don't
people ain't commercial.
People.
What y'all think about Lord Have Mercy?
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Here in my top five. Here in my
Ooh,
top five.
Very interesting.
But again, I got some cats in my top five that people would be like, oh, because he's older. But I can't have a top five because I was there when these cats started this, what everyone else is fully enjoying.
So then you got a few top fives then.
Exactly. You know, because if you could take any of today's rappers, and I say rappers because Rakim told everybody back before they turned hip hop to rap, it was always a place to party at. Remember that? But
yeah.
if I take any of your guys' top five and you ask him who's your favorite rapper, he's going to say this guy. Ask that guy who's your favorite rapper, and he'll say this guy because it's always going to go to the generation before you. And I guarantee in every set when you go before, it'll all end up with whoever that person's favorite, it'll end up being Grandmaster Caz, Millie Mill, and Kumo D. Because they were the springboard of influence.
Kumo D suck. Don't come at me with no Kumo D.
I like Kumo D, but he will make my
top five. Don't come at me with no Kumo D.
I didn't say anyone's top five. I said,
right.
But
he was a beast though.
Nope.
Of course,
nope. I can't subscribe to that. I can't subscribe to that. You can give me Special Ed before you give me Kumo D. Okay.
Now Special Ed rough now. You just can't trade Special Ed in for
anybody. Yes, you can. Get off my phone. But wait. I'm not putting down nobody. Because if you were here when hip-hop started, when the most people was getting for a show $200, when people got – the most they ever got for a show was $1,000, not $100,000.
They out of bricks.
Curtis Blow is getting thousands. They are the bridge. No. Yeah. They are the bridge by which everybody. Let me put it like this, and just to
everybody
put stuff in context,
water.
And we can
Everybody carry water except for these rascals. Nah, my bad. I'm gonna leave
that alone. Give you that. No, this thing, and I'm not even debating. I'm not debating nobody's issue. I'm simply just saying, as much as I love Twista, and I love Twista, there would be no Twista if it wasn't for Mo-D. Because Mo-D started fast rhyming. And
I was
Mo-D
a Chip
started.
Where? I was a Chip Fu guy.
Fast rhyming, where? Because when I hear Wild Wild West, I don't hear no fast rhyming. When I hear They Want Money, I don't hear no fast rhyming.
Van, you got to let me finish sometimes. But then,
bro, you was finished. You said fast rap. I'm asking you where the song's at. Because, bro, when I listen to Kumo D, I ain't hear no fast rap.
He wants to be seen today, bro.
Listen. When I heard Kumo D had beef with LL, and all of his music started pointing to LL.
That was a popularity contest.
Which is why I said in the beginning of my statement, mine don't count because I'm older. Because I heard what happened before. I know for a simple fact that Mo-D started fast rhyming. Now, when he started making other records, of course, other records didn't sound like the fast rhyming because he had a bigger repertoire than that. But I'm simply just saying, Van, whether you like him or not is inconsequential to the conversation that I'm having. When I was saying, if you ask who's your favorite.
It's not inconsequential. It's consequential, Jay. It's consequential, Jay.
You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. My bad.
This boy is sharp.
My bad.
He owned it. Oh, man. Y'all too much,
man.
Man.
Nah, man. It's good. Ladies and gentlemen, what you just witnessed was three men having an agreement, having a disagreement, and bringing it back to a back conversation where we agree to disagree and feel good.
Right.
So,
it's good. It's cool. I'm still alive, too.
Yeah, you still alive.
Man.
He got caught
in the crossfire. I could disagree with Van until we go home to heaven. And y'all realize Van stuck with me until God says it's time.
I'm serious. I like Kumo D.
Oh, man,
I didn't like him
don't.
At first, but when I got a chance
please
to listen
don't.
To what he was actually saying and how he was actually laying it down,
man,
I said, you know what, I never knew that dude was a killer.
Man.
Wild Wild West, listen to it. He's a killer. You was an LL fan. It was
no,
a Bob Landy contest.
Wild Wild West.
Kumo D lost
to
it because he was cockeyed. He was shame.
Whoa, hold on.
That's
hold
the only
on.
Reason why. It was image
hold
problem.
On. Hold on. It was not a popularity contest because LL can rhyme. LL got skills.
He can.
Very much
not
so.
A popularity
LL gets dressed, man.
LL shows you.
L's in my top five.
LL showed you.
L's got dysphoria.
On a song called 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, showed you his range after.
Oh, no. Don't even bring that up, bro, because we're talking about cannabis now, man. Don't do that.
No. I like cannabis, too. What?
Get off my phone.
Cannabis killed him. You just showed the receipts. Cannabis killed him.
No, sir. He did not. Cannabis came at L and L demolished.
Cannabis murdered.
Wait. Brothers, we're getting off the topic of poetry.
I know.
Let's go back to where we started. Let's go back.
It's all poetry.
Technically, it's still poetry because it's just rap.
It's still poetry.
Technically,
but we're talking about just Jay's poetry.
Just Jay's poetry.
Oh, we finished him, though. We finished him.
Oh.
Back to
cannabis. You know, my bad. We finished him.
Back to cannabis and LL.
He killed him. I seen it. It was on record.
So you didn't see LL's rebuttal that killed cannabis? So you didn't see LL's rebuttal that killed cannabis? You didn't see that one?
Can I bust?
I heard that Jack
the
Ripper rapper stuff, whatever he did,
no.
It didn't sound too
Jack,
good to me. If you was
God.
A fan,
no,
you
no,
probably
no.
loved it.
No. Jack the Ripper was dope, but Can I Bust is just a different animal.
Do, do, do.
Ding.
Do, do.
Okay, but ladies and gentlemen, Jess J, we're going to send you over to the Get Down dance floor. Thank you, good brother. We appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. We got to pick this back up.
We do got to pick this back up. One love, one mic, bro.
Yes, sir.
Now, y'all get my blood boiling. Talking about. Man. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this out loud so everyone can hear me. I do not like KRS-One. You can come at me later. I don't like Boogie Down Productions. You can come at me later. All right, so.
Oh, God.
J-Rap. Great show, bro. Great show.
Very better.
Great show. Phenomenal show. I'm just going to say that,
dope.
And I'm just going to move on. I'm going to say
let
that.
Let it go, man. We're talking about the show, man. We're talking about the show. You're my brother, and I love you. Let's talk about the show.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let me give you the epiphany lineup. Join us tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, at 10 p.m. Saturday night's Poetic Therapy with La Perla La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with La Perla La Negra and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. La Perla La Negra, Essentially Chinese, running the event page, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night's going to be the War Council with Mojave. Wednesday night's the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla La Negra. We'll be right back here next week. The Get Down, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Last words, J-Rob, I start with you, bro.
First and foremost, thank you all for coming through this evening. As I alluded to earlier, I went through a couple of things that are pretty heavy. And rest in peace to my mentee, Billy Wynn. But Van Meadows came through on short notice, man, because it was just a different kind of week for both of us. This was awesome. And every single poet that came through, you, ladies and gentlemen, are the reason why there is the Get Down. And I want to thank you all, Van Meadows. I know you know what happened with me earlier, man. So thank you for agreeing with me and put the show on, because we definitely was going to cancel. But we'd like, nah. And if we'd have canceled, we wouldn't have gotten to hear T. LaShell and had that beautiful exchange. We wouldn't have spoke to, you know, we wouldn't have gotten a chance to speak to Gwen and talk to her about what, you know, what she had on her heart and mm-hmm. some of the other poets. So this was wonderful. And I thank you and I love you, bruh, and appreciate you. So can't wait to what we do next week with this.
Absolutely. Love you too, bro. This show was phenomenal, last-minute show, as far as the topic. But me and J-Rob, we got y'all. We here for y'all. You know, Epiphany Radio is here for you. You deserve to have a place where you can come and pour out your emotions, however that may be, whether it's in pain, romance, erotic, science fiction, spiritual, whatever you bring is welcome here to Get Down. And Epiphany Radio thanks you. I thank you because y'all spend night in and night out with us, and specifically on the Get Down, y'all spend almost up to 3 hours with us. And we do not take your time for granted. I know sometimes we go off kilter, we go off topic, but that's because of the love that we have for you guys. And you know, me and J-Rob, we'll disagree, but we love each other regardless, because that's how grown men handle things. We can have dislikes and likes and not be like, I'm not going to talk to him forever. Oh, but I don't even want to talk to him. No, that's my brother, period. And we love you guys. We're here for you. So we'll see you tomorrow night. One love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby.
Peace. Salute to Kumo D.
Ah, trash.